25 past 8, let's get to Justin Rodsky, the Melbourne Storm CEO. The most talked about contract in Australian sport was sorted out yesterday. My understanding is he was just waiting for the 5K radius limit to be lifted before he signalled his intent to stay with the Melbourne Storm. 5 years for mega coach Craig Bellamy, and Justin Rodsky would be very pleased about that, I reckon. Hello, Justin.
Morning, Harf. Good to be with you.
Nice to be with you. How nice is it to have this out of the way, this commitment between the club and Craig for the next 5 years?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic for everyone involved in the club and everyone involved in the Melbourne Storm family. You know, everyone from our staff, obviously our coaching staff and fitness staff, football staff and players from a retention point of view, as well as our members and fans who obviously have lived all the highs and the lows of the journey of Craig Bellamy and his time at the Melbourne Storm, which has now gone for, well, coming up to 20 years, and next year he'll coach his 500th game. So he's been a remarkable coach, probably one of the greatest coaches of all time in the NRL, if not in Australian sport.
That's amazing. 500 games. You've locked him away for 5 years, which is exciting, but there is still some flex within that 5 years. As you mentioned, head coach next year, and then it's almost like a year-on-year, let's see what happens, let's see how it goes. Is there an idea for next year to start that succession planning, or is that something that we'll wait for next year to happen and then plan?
No, it's something that we'll do year-on-year. I mean, obviously, we'll be looking at planning and scheduling and what we're going to do from a long-term perspective, but at the same time, we're hoping, obviously, that he continues on each year. We'll sit down with him really early on each year to understand exactly where he's at, how he's feeling, and we think that his standing in the game has earned him that right, and he'll obviously be heavily involved in the transition and the succession. So whether he's involved as senior coach or as our coaching director in the coming years, we'll have Craig Bellamy around the club, which is fantastic.
What was it like, Justin? New CEO coming in and saying, right, we've got to get this guy done, one of the biggest names in the sport. Was it an intimidating process, or did you learn pretty quickly that it's where he wanted to stay and it was just about the details?
Yeah, hello, Whitey. It was an interesting one because, you know, he's such a big figure and he's very much an old-school coach. But once you get to know him, he's someone that's very genuine and honest and reliable and trustworthy. So I was always confident that he was going to stay. It was just a matter of working through exactly what the contract looked like, exactly what the terms were in terms of the time frame, and just making sure that we'd given him all the time that he needed to make the decision. He had a lot of things going on from a family perspective. You know, this is a big deal for him. It was a big time frame for him, and he wanted to make sure he made the right decision for him and his family. So we gave him the time he needed. At times it was a little bit frustrating as we were working through it, obviously wanting to lock him down so that we could move on. But, you know, we're really thrilled with the result now, and we're wrapped to have him locked away for the next 5 years.
So, unfortunately, you lost Dale Finucane, and we were talking about this earlier in the week about the significance of that loss. But now you've got Craig locked away. Does that help you retain a lot of the players that you want to retain and actually help your list build, knowing that there's some certainty with Craig?
It absolutely does. You know, he's one of the most important components to any player coming to the Melbourne Storm. And, you know, there's not many players that leave the Melbourne Storm.
No.
Usually they leave, if they do leave, for the right reasons. And Dale Finucane's a great example of that. You know, a co-captain of the club, an absolute stalwart, a fantastic bloke off the field. You know, gives his heart and soul every time he goes out onto the pitch. So for us to lose him, you know, he got a long-term deal. He's from up in Bega, so, you know, Cronulla obviously is quite close for him in terms of his family, and in the end we just didn't have the salary cap space. But now you talk about people like Brandon Smith and Ryan Pappenhausen, who really are the future of the Melbourne Storm, such an important part of our spine. For them to know that Craig Bellamy's going to be around is significant, and will play a big part in ensuring that we get their contract signed.
Well, they might have to build a statue of you as well, Justin, for getting this done, because this was one of the most talked about contracts in Australian sport, this one. So many offers for a man that deserves lots of offers and lots of opportunities to do pretty much whatever the hell he wants. But we are wrapped that he's decided to stay in Melbourne for the Storm for the next 5 years. And hopefully it gets things going again on Saturday night for the game against the, who we got this week, the Panthers on Saturday night, which is going to be a big game, a grand final replay. So a big week for the Melbourne Storm. Well done to you and the team.
Yeah, thanks, Arthur.